This podcast is all about books and kids, where we review and recommend a great book from our Chimes bookshelf for our young friends.
In this Chimes bookshelf, here comes the third book in the Sam Eats series, written by Erit Nesbitt. Illustrated by H.R. Miller, it was published in 1906. The novel has same children, Cyril, Robert, Anthea, Jane, and Little Lamb. Their father, who's a journalist, in this book, he goes overseas to cover a war in Manchuria. The mother has gone to somewhere else as she was sick and she had to recover. And along with her, she's taken the Little Lamb. The children are living in a boarding house in London, which is run by Mrs. Green. And along with them lives another boarder, an Egyptologist whose name is Jimmy. Along with him, children go to some bookstalls and shops to buy some unique merchandise, and there they find Sam Eed, who's captured by a trapper. And Sam Eed is so scared that he cannot come out of the trap. Children take Sam Eed from the shopkeeper and take them along with them. Guided by Sam Eed, children also buy an amulet, which in turn can give them their wishes to come true. The desire that they have is for their parents' safe return and their baby brother to be united with them. In the course of the story, the amulet takes the children and Sam Eed to various places and times where the amulet used to previously live. Places like Egypt, Atlantis, Gaul, and many such places. And what happens once is that the amulet is broken into two and only one half is with the children. What happens after that? Are the children able to find rest half of the amulet and make it complete? What other adventures the children have along with the amulet and Sam Eed? For this, you have to pick up a copy of this book and read it. It is the last book in the Sam Eed series, and it has been an inspiration and influence on other very popular works like the Narnia series, specifically In the House and His Boy and The Magician's Nephew. These two books do have a huge influence of the story of the amulet. And of course, we know that the Narnia series has been made into film, television, and cartoon adaptations. And what this book also teaches us is very similar to the last two books: being together, being with the family, love between siblings, and care for their parents and the little brother. So that is what this book teaches us and gives us a beautiful message. Do read it and enjoy the story. For other books that we review and recommend, listen to more episodes. And for more Nesbitt books, keep watching the space and don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and share Chimes Bookshelf.